Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, August 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on behalf of Polk Sheriff's Charities Incorporated. Polk Sheriff Grady Judd presented a $2,500 check to the Guardian Ad Litem Program, GAL, of the 10th Judicial Circuit to purchase 400 pairs of headsets for children and their parents to aid them in court hearings. Recruitment Coordinator Kathy Ammons said, "We are truly blessed to have Sheriff Grady Judd and Polk Sheriff's Charities as strong partners that care for our children as much as we do." GAL is a volunteer-based state agency appointed by the court to protect the rights and advocate the best interests of abused children in Florida's court system. If you'd like to volunteer, please call 863-534-4605 for more information. Once again, 863-534-4605. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th, 2020 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, 607 Palmetto Street. For the first time ever, Jehovah's Witnesses will be holding their annual conventions on a virtual platform hosted on their website, jw.org. For the last 10 years, they have enjoyed gathering at the Hertz Arena in Estero and have appreciated the cooperation of local officials to make these events happen. However, they are canceling their physical gatherings this year out of concern for the health and safety of the local communities. Your local jobs, Alan J. General Motors Superstore is looking for a customer service assistant. The right candidate must demonstrate exceptional organizational skills, be detail-oriented, and work well with others. A great entry-level position with plenty of room for potential career growth. Winn-Dixie is looking for a bagger. Requirements include meeting the legal and company policy age requirements, ability to read, write, and follow English instructions, authorization to work in the U.S. if necessary, and pass a background check and drug test. The Follett Corporation is looking for a seasonal retail team member at the South Florida State College bookstore. The Follett Corporation is known for producing educational software such as the Book Circulation and Inventory Program Destiny. This position greets customers, assists customers with store inquiries, answers the phone and directs callers, tabulates purchases using the register, uses safe money handling procedures and secure transaction practices, greets customers, and renders assistance as necessary, responding to inquiries of products and merchandise. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. This weather report last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. Heat index 95. Winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:06 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 30%. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Heat index values up to 106. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 20%. Now let's go to your agriculture news.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Some Florida citrus growers are diversifying into peaches and other stone fruit. Patrick Cavanaugh has the report.
Leading the charge on Florida peaches is Dundee Citrus Growers Association, a cooperative, which the Dundee Stone Fruit Association is a subsidiary. Stephen Callahan is CEO of Dundee Citrus Growers.
Florida citrus industry, of course, has had its challenges, and citrus growers were wanting to be able to diversify and plant something on some of their acreage other than citrus. So we began studying what type of crops could be grown on the same land that they formerly grew citrus on.
How about the equipment to care for it? What about the irrigation? It all had to be thought through.
You know, the big question is, if they could grow it, could Dundee Stone Fruit Growers Association, could we handle the harvesting and the packaging and the marketing of that fruit?
Again, the citrus growers needed to diversify.
The challenges in citrus was really pushing that, and they just needed the infrastructure and support to be able to do that. And we provided it. We installed a peach packing line, which is, you know, a very specific type line, different than our citrus lines. And, you know, fast forward, you know, to today, we're one of the largest peach growers in the state of Florida.
That was Steve Callahan from the Dundee Citrus Growers Association talking to our Patrick Cavanaugh.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With California's wildfire season beginning to intensify, farm groups say they're looking for solutions to a lack of N95 respirators. State regulations require the respirators to be available to outdoor employees when wildfires worsen air quality, but the masks have been in short supply during the pandemic. Groups representing the fresh produce business have asked Congress to include resources for farm employee safety in the next COVID-19 relief package. Tropical avocados are enjoying the heat humidity in South Florida, according to Brooks Tropicals Marketing Director Mary Ostlin. With regards to the current crop of the company's popular Slim Cato hydro-cooled greenskin avocados, Ostlin tells ThePacker.com the season is going well with good supplies and an efficient harvest underway. Southern Florida growers are expected to harvest 900,000 bushels of avocados this season, about the same volume as last year. Ostlin says demand for Florida avocados remains high. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials are likely to lay all grievances on the table when they review the implementation of their Phase 1 trade deal during this weekend's video conference. According to AgWeb.com, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He are participating in the meeting and initial six-month review of the pact. Imports of farm goods have been lower than the 2017 level, far behind the 50% increase needed to meet the 2020 target of $36.5 billion.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. back up, and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
And now for your sports news and the business and stock market report.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Baseball last night, Twins double up the Brewers 4-2. Eddie Rosario with a grand slam. Astros beat the Giants 6-4. Starter Lance McCullers took a no-hitter into the seventh. Tigers beat the White Sox for their fourth straight win. 5-1 the final. Nico Goodrum 4-for-4 with a solo homer. 2 runs scored. Red Sox drop an 8-7 decision to the Rays. Mariners thumped the Rangers 10-2. Angels come from behind to beat the A's 10-9. They were down 5 runs at one point. Mike Trout with 2 home runs, including a tie-breaking shot in the eighth. Phillies over the Braves 13-8. Didi Gregorius with a grand salami. Bryce Harper blasted a 3-run shot. Nats beat the Mets 16-4. Pirates Cards, the game there postponed. Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 12-8. Snakes with 18 hits. And the Padres beat the Dodgers 2-1. This is SRN Sports. The NHL had the night off, but they were active in the NBA with the Suns beating the Thunder 128-101. Mavericks down 22 in the second half, come back to beat the Jazz 122-114. Raptors 114-106 over the Bucks, while the Heat beat the Pacers 111-92, and the Lakers took care of the Nuggets 124-121. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona will return to the team today against the Cubs after missing more than a week so he could deal with a gastrointestinal condition. Diamondbacks ace Madison Bumgarner has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a mild back strain. And Mets hurler Marcus Stroman's opted out of the rest of the season due to concerns over the pandemic. Stroman was recovering from a torn calf muscle and was in line to possibly make his season debut next week against the Marlins. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Manzani. What is the future of emerging telemedicine?
Telemedicine burst onto the scene after COVID-19 forced doctors and patients to connect virtually. Care providers like the Cleveland Clinic went from 5,000 telemedicine visits a month to 200,000 just in April. Doctors say they hope the increased use continues since telemedicine gives them a way to connect more frequently with patients, especially those with chronic health problems. The sticking points? Issues like insurance coverage and doctor reimbursement need to be resolved. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Labor Department reports U.S. employers advertised 9.6% more jobs in June than May for a total of nearly 6 million, and in June, employers hired 6.7 million people. Wall Street Monday, the S&P up 9, the Dow up 358, the NASDAQ off 43. With SRN Business, I'm George Manzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the greatest thief this world has ever produced is procrastination, and it is still at large. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.